Halloween. At school today, I went dressed as a homeless dude. It was a pretty easy costume for me. There's not much difference between my good and bad clothes, so I pretty much look half homeless anyway. And Penelope went dressed as a homeless woman. Of course, she was the most beautiful homeless woman who ever lived. We made a cute couple. Of course, we weren't a couple at all, but I still found the need to comment on our common taste. "Hey," I said, "we have the same costume." I thought she was just going to sniff at me again, but she almost smiled. "You have a good costume," Penelope said. "You look really homeless." "Thank you," I said. "You look really cute." "I'm not trying to be cute," she said. "I'm wearing this to protest the treatment of homeless people in this country. I'm going to ask for only spare change tonight instead of candy, and I'm going to give it all to the homeless." I didn't understand how wearing a Halloween costume could become a political statement, but I admired her commitment. I wanted her to admire my commitment too, so I lied. "Well," I said, "I'm wearing this to protest the treatment of homeless Native Americans in this country." "Oh," she said, "I guess that's pretty cool. Yeah, that spare change thing is a good idea. I think I might do that too." Of course, after school, I'd be trick-or-treating on the res, so I wouldn't collect as much spare change as Penelope would in Reardon. "Hey," I said, "why don't we pool our money tomorrow and send it together? We'd be able to give twice as much." Penelope stared at me. She studied me. I think she was trying to figure out if I was serious. "Are you for real?" she asked. "Yes," I said. "Well, okay," she said. "It's a deal." "Cool, cool, cool," I said. So later that night, I went out trick-or-treating on the res. It was a pretty stupid idea, I guess. I was probably too old to be trick-or-treating, even if I was asking for spare change for the homeless. Oh, plenty of people were happy to give me spare change, and more than a few of them gave me candy and spare change. And my dad was home and sober, and he gave me a dollar. He was almost always home and sober and generous on Halloween. A few folks, especially the grandmothers, thought I was a brave little dude for going to a white school. But there were a lot more people who just called me names and slammed the door in my face. And I didn't even consider what other kids might do to me. About 10 o'clock, as I was walking home, three guys jumped me. I couldn't tell who they were. They all wore Frankenstein masks. And they shoved me to the ground and kicked me a few times. And spit on me. I could handle the kicks. But the spit made me feel like an insect, like a slug. Like a slug burning to death from salty spit. They didn't beat me up too bad. I could tell they didn't want to put me in the hospital or anything. Mostly they just wanted to remind me that I was a traitor. And they wanted to steal my candy and the money. It wasn't much. Maybe 10 bucks in coins and dollar bills. But that money and the idea of giving it to poor people had made me feel pretty good about myself. I was a poor kid raising money for other poor people. It made me feel almost honorable.